Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Hello? Is that Crime Stoppers? I've got some information for you. It's about the fire at Brookfield Farm. Sorry? Oh, Ambridge. Brookfield Farm. Ambridge, yeah. Okay. Well, there's someone you need to investigate. I know he was involved. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. It's Keith Horobin.
She's seen all the figures.
Oh, Annabelle, come on. Some of those tenders.
A bit on the low side.
Low? They're a joke. Can't possibly take them seriously.
Really?
The cowboy films, trying it on. There's no way they can make a profit.
So why bother tendering?
Well, they see BL as fresh meat, a soft target, ripe for the picking.
You're mixing your metaphors, Brian.
Well, you know exactly what I mean. They're coming in with a completely unrealistic quote just to grab the business. Whether they can deliver is quite another matter.
Maybe. But can you convince the board?
Well, price isn't everything. Not when it comes to this kind of thing.
I think Andrew may have his own views on that.
No doubt Andrew does, but Debbie's with me all the way. The board would be mad to go with anyone else.
So your line is, we're quite a bit more expensive, but we'll give you better value for your money?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, couldn't have put it better myself.
Right. I'll wish you luck then.
OK, look, I mean, if they do sign a contract with one of these wide boys, so maybe most of the time they'll be fine, but then you'll get the unexpected happen.
Like?
Well, a disease coming in. Because Adam can be out there with a sprayer in 1 hour flat. One of these firms is travelling 15 miles, for goodness sake.
That's a good try, but you'll need to work a bit harder than that.
Well, all right, we will. It'll be very comforting for us to know we've got you right behind us.
I'll wait to see your bid, then.
OK, well, I'd better dash, because I'm going to walk the Brookfield crops with David.
Oh, gosh, yes. How are they all doing?
Well...
Still in shock, I guess.
Yes, I mean, how do you get your head round something like that? So it's more as moral support than anything else. I'll keep in touch.
You can see it from our upstairs window, what's left of it.
Oh, dear. Bit of a state, is it?
There's hardly anything left. Just a few bits of twisted steel.
All that straw, I suppose. That'd give off some heat.
There's charred bits everywhere. Oh. Patio table. George's bike.
Oh, George.
No.
What a nightmare.
And you think what could have happened? Oh.
And it's arson, they say.
Yeah. They say.
Well, let's hope the police get their act together. Personally, I'd throw away the key.
Look, I hope you don't mind me coming over.
Oh, don't be silly, love. I can see it's got to you.
Yeah. Yeah, it has.
Come on. Let's have another cup of tea, shall we?
Oh, go on then, while Kira's quiet.
I'll have your dad back any minute.
Yeah.
I'm working on him at the moment. See if I can get him to sign up for a team. You know, Linda's Community Games.
Oh, them.
Keep saying if he plays for anyone at all, it'll be the cricket team.
That'd be worth seeing. Dad racing in a sleeping bag.
What about the other thing? The dramatic donut race or whatever it's called.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, you go four times round the track, only you've got to put more clothes on and eat donuts as you go.
He'd love that.
We just...
Not sure it'd be very good for him, though.
And what about Sabrina? She's already training for it.
Typical.
She's out on a run this morning, getting herself into shape.
For a donut race?
Yes, see what you mean.
Oh, there's Shula. You were going to ask her?
Yeah, well, she's thinking about it, but she doesn't want to commit just yet.
No?
No, just in case her and Alistair decide to enter a team from the stables. Oh, Tracy!
Excuse me bursting in.
Why? What happened?
You're not going to believe this. It's Keith. They turned up half an hour ago. They're trying to do him for the fire.
Keith? I don't believe it.
Can you believe it, Emma? Neither did I. Apparently they've had some sort of tip-off.
Well, who from?
Some snake in the grass. Anonymous, of course.
No, they're not Keith. That's ridiculous. I can't take this in.
Oh, it's just Andrew trying to look clever with a board. He's not going to get anywhere.
Well, I hope not. We can't afford to lose it.
Well, believe me, we're not going to.
On the margins we're working to, we haven't got a lot to play with.
It's not about margins. I've just been talking to Debbie.
Oh, you have?
She agrees with me. It's the service that matters. That's what's going to keep us the contract. So what we need you to do is sit down with your field diaries.
Oh, yeah.
If you could just jot down every time... say in the last 2 years, when we've headed off trouble by prompt action, like when we had that yellow rust problem.
When we've headed off trouble?
Yeah, all right, when you've headed off trouble.
Let's be accurate.
When the board realise just how protected they are because we're right next door, well, you get what I mean.
Yes, Brian.
So, will you do that for me? Sometime in the next week or so?
You know I will.
Thanks.
It might have been nice if you'd talked to me first, though, instead of running off to Debbie as usual.
Oh, come on, Adam. This is BL business. That's Debbie's department.
Funny how it's me that'll be doing the work, though.
We've got to hang on to that contract. You can surely see that.
You're not worried, are you?
No, not in the slightest.
Well, the best way to keep it is to give our clients a good service.
Exactly. Oh, Annabelle.
Okay, I'll get off down to the deer.
So can I tell her that you're...
Tell her what you like, Brian.
Annabelle, hello.
Hello, you called?
Yeah, sorry to miss you. I've got an update on our bid for the contract.
Already? You've been quick off the mark.
Oh, you know me. Never let the grass grow under my feet.
Or any other forage crop.
Exactly. And I know you were so busy being sceptical about the advantage of us being close at hand as contractors.
Well, give me some illustrations, Brian.
Well, I've asked Adam to go through his field diaries and come up with exactly that.
Oh?
Times when we've been able to step in at a moment's notice and troubleshoot a potential disaster, nip it in the bud.
I see, and Adam's happy to go along with this?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, why wouldn't he be? This has nothing to do with the dairy. He wants that contract as much as the rest of us.
So? It sounds as if you've got it all in hand as usual, Brian.
Well, let's say I'm quietly confident.
Some nutter with a grudge phones up and they take it seriously. That's what gets me.
They do if his name's Orobin.
Exactly.
If he didn't do it, they'll let him go, won't they?
What do you mean, if he didn't do it? Of course he didn't do it.
What? No.
No one who knows Keith could think that.
Anyway, look, he couldn't have done it. He was out drinking.
Of course he was.
Well, I hope they give him an apology.
What, the police? That'll be the day.
It doesn't seem right, does it, Emma?
No. No, it's not. Well, anyway, I'd better be going.
Already? I thought you said Ed was going to be at the farm all day.
Yeah, he is.
So what's the great rush?
Yeah, stay and keep me company. The way I'm feeling at the moment, I might just go out and do something stupid.
Oh, you just make things worse.
Maybe. But it'd be worth it.
You're right. Their long field is the worst. The bottom end has standing water between the rows. Yeah, you'd think twice before taking a tractor in there, no?
Yeah, I know.
As for a combine, well, out of the question. I mean, even if the crop was ready... I reckon it's going to take a week or more's fine weather before you can even think about it.
Well, there's a cheerful thought.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to add to David's woes right now, so I played it down as best I could.
I'm sure he can work it out for himself.
Yeah.
How are they coping?
Well, getting on with life as best they can. I don't think either of them had much sleep by the look of it. And the yard. Oh, that awful charred smell still hanging over the whole place. It's a heck of a mess.
Yeah, I have been there and seen it myself, Brian.
Yes, of course.
And I'm going down there later to help David sort out some lambs for market.
Oh, Adam, look, I don't want to labour the point, but you won't forget to sort out those details for the bid.
They'll be done, okay?
So I'd hate to lose that contract by default.
Yeah, well, right now I've probably got about 2 hours to spray before it rains
again. Yeah, well, let's not forget it was mainly due to your intransigence that we're in this position.
Hey, come on.
Don't imagine Andrew would be looking for a new contractor if we'd signed up to supply the new dairy.
Who knows?
Well, I'm sure he wouldn't.
And if you and Debbie hadn't been so determined to set up the thing, it wouldn't have mattered what he thought.
Hoi.
Oh, Keith, they've let you go.
Oh, of course they have.
Oh, God.
I haven't got a thing on me.
Oh, we could have told him that. Oh, here, come and sit yourself down.
Ta. Hi, Emma. How's that little lad of yours?
George. He's fine. He's over with his dad today.
Looking forward to the holidays, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet he is.
Look, let me get you a cup of tea, eh? Or maybe you'd like something stronger.
No, a cup of tea's fine.
Okay. So, come on. What did they want to know?
Well, it was me started the fire at Brookfield.
Oh.
Yeah, I told them they were crazy.
Well, I hope you did.
It's obvious they didn't have anything on me.
I hope they're going to find out who set you up. They want locking up themselves.
Do you know, I reckon we should complain.
What's the point?
They shouldn't be allowed to get away with it. Turning up on a Sunday morning like that.
They're only doing their job, I suppose.
But if they haven't got any evidence...
Just leave it, eh, Susan? It ain't worth a fuss.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So what else did they ask you?
This and that.
Did they want to know what you were doing on the night?
I hope you told them.
Well, of course I did. I was drinking in the hotel bar at the White Lion, along with everyone else.
Lucky you were. At least there's plenty of witnesses.
Yeah. Well, they weren't too chuffed when I told them that.
Bang goes their case. What a shame.
And what about later, after you left the bar?
What about it?
Did they want to know where you went?
Well, I crashed out, didn't I? As far as I remember, I'd had a skinful by that time.
Yeah, well, I think it's outrageous. Yeah. Victimisation, that's what it is.
Well, it's over now.
Yeah, till the next time something happens in this village and they're looking for somebody to blame.
So, who do you think told them, Keith?
How should I know?
To be fair, you have upset one or two people over the years.
Well, only in the way of business. It's never anything personal.
No.
That's the way you've got to be these days.
Do you reckon it was somebody we know?
Maybe. Emma, you got any idea?
Yeah, I know. Just how dumb can you get?
Blame it on the soft verge, eh?
No, I was just too tight into the ditch.
Oh, come on.
So stupid.
It could have happened to anyone.
What? When did you last put a Land Rover in a ditch? And with a trailer full of lambs?
Okay, well, first thing is to make sure that...
Yeah, I've had a look. There's no injuries.
Oh, good.
No, they're fine. They're just a bit, well, confused.
And the trailer's not too deep in.
No, but, you know, if we let them out here, they'll be all over the place. They'll be into the lane.
Unless we haul them out one by one, shove them back through the gate into the pens.
No, I mustn't hold you up.
David,
wish Ruth was here. I'll try Pip again, see if she's around.
David, I'm quite happy to help, really.
Are you sure? Well, okay then.
Lucky I came by when I did. How many are in there?
8.
Right, well, won't take us long.
Are you sure?
Yeah, come on, it's the least I can do.
Well, thanks.
So, if I get down by the tailgate, and you be ready to grab?
Yeah, okay. This is really kind of you.
Then, once they're safe, we can think about pulling the Land Rover out.
Yeah. Still can't work out how it happened. Lack of concentration, I guess.
Well, don't worry about that now. You ready?
Mmm. Any more coffee going?
Yes, plenty. I don't know if it's very hot.
I'll be fine.
Pass your mug, then.
Yeah. Ta.
Good read, is it?
It's just my dairy magazine.
That's what they're getting stirred up about this month.
The usual. More letters from people saying they'll have to sell up with the price cuts.
Oh, thank goodness you're not in that game anymore.
Yeah. It's having an effect, though. Had another cancellation this morning.
Oh, no, did you?
That's all the publicity reminds folks they can get milk cheaper at the supermarket.
Oh, dear.
Going on about it being a luxury item, she was.
Well, Well, it's only one.
One more time.
We'll survive. Oh, Mike. I'm sorry. I know you're disappointed. It was a lovely restaurant.
Yeah, well, no matter. I always book again.
I tried. I really did, but I just felt so unwell.
Well, at least we got through our starters.
I don't know what's the matter with me lately.
We haven't been sleeping, I know that.
Oh, I'm sorry, love. I do try not to disturb you.
Mind you, it's been a tough few weeks, what with Phoebe and...
I know. Poor Hayley and Roy, they were so upset.
Right, better make a start on me butling, I suppose. Oh, did I tell you how he's been pushing for time off?
What are you going to do, get in some extra help?
Nah, there's no point. Take too long to teach him around.
Suppose it would, yeah.
No, I'll do what I usually do, put in the extra hours myself.
OK, yep, that'll do it. Just fix up the chain and we're all set.
Well, we should unhitch the trailer first.
Yeah, it's already done.
Oh, great, thanks. Hey, I really do appreciate this, Adam.
Oh, no worries, we'll soon have it out.
Touch wood.
Get it all hitched up again, reload the lambs, you'll be on your way.
Well, if I've not bent the rear axle on the trailer.
Looks okay to me.
Well, it's taken quite a bashing.
Well, let's see when it's out. The lambs are fine anyway, that's the main thing.
Yeah, looking on the bright side.
Oh, I know this is just what you don't need on top of all the rest.
Tell me about it.
So, Keith Horobin then?
Who knows? They let him go, didn't they?
Well, that doesn't mean he's innocent. The Horobins don't have such a great track record, do they?
No. Well, it's possible, I suppose.
Police must have had something on him. They wouldn't have pulled him in out of the blue.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe they'd had a tip-off.
Well, whatever happened, it didn't get them anywhere. They're still out there, aren't they?
For the time being, yeah.
Hello, what's happened here?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Dear, oh dear.
Soft verge.
Oh, right, well...
No, it's just me driving with my mind out of gear.
You need a hand?
No.
Well, if you could watch the lane while we do the pulling...
Yeah, I can do that.
Well, Mike, really, we'll be okay.
Well, better safe. What was in the trailer? What, them lambs?
Yeah, bunch for market.
Oh.
Though, I'm not going to get them there in time now.
Well, maybe, I mean, if you get a move on.
Oh. You okay there, Adam?
Bit hard to reach the towing point. I'm going to wrap it round twice.
Well, just give me a shout if you need a hand.
So, everything's up at the farm, huh? Don't suppose there's anything I can do to help you out there, but...
Well, that's kind of you, Mike. We're getting ourselves sorted out.
Yeah?
Yeah, slowly. So, well, apart from losing the straw, it could have been a heck of a lot worse.
Well, at least this time of year the stock were all out, I suppose.
Yeah, thank goodness.
When they pulled in Keith Horobin. What a family, eh?
We don't know it was him.
Well, no, of course not. But, I mean, well, he's in the frame, obviously.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, well, that's always the hardest, the not knowing.
Yeah. How's Vicky?
Oh, yeah, fine. Well, you know.
Okay, done. We're all hitched up.
Oh, great.
Ready to pull?
If you get the tractor, David, I'll get in and steer the Land Rover.
Okay, if we can shift it.
Well, yeah, you've got plenty of horsepower up front. Should come flying out.
Can you watch for the slack on that chain, Mike?
Yeah, okay.
I'll wait until it's good and tight before I let her go.
Ready when you are.
Steady. Steady.
Linda, you all right?
Oh, Vicky. So sorry, I was far away.
I thought you might be unwell, hanging onto the parapet like that.
No. I'm communing with the bridge.
Beg your pardon?
I'm trying to communicate with the energy of the place. It's important to actually touch the stones.
Oh, this will be a theatre project.
That's right. The director was very taken with this spot. He's identified it as a key performance point.
Really?
Oh, yes. It's all to do with the crossover of two energy flows, human energy above the bridge and the eternal fluid below. Our communication with the natural world.
But the river.
Exactly. Fascinating.
Well, I'll leave you to it then.
Yes. I shall persevere.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Unless...
Yes?
I'm actually on my way to Grey Gables. I thought I'd cheer myself up with a coffee and a Danish.
Oh, good for you.
You wouldn't care to join me, I don't suppose.
A Danish? Oh, Vicky, what a nice idea.
You would?
Just give me a minute. I'll hide my bike under the parapet.
Good idea.
And then I'll be right with you.
Well, there he goes.
Come on, you.
Last one.
Okay, we got him. Go on, in you go.
Oh, whoops.
Whoa. He'd been in there once, he didn't fancy it again.
Okay. Oh, great. Thanks, guys.
Fast, no problem.
And that axle's looking fine to me. No damage at all.
Yeah, I guess I was lucky.
Unlucky to end up in the ditch to start with.
Yeah, you could say that.
You'd best get on your way, David.
Yeah, although I'm in two minds, to be honest. It'll most likely be too late by the time I get there.
Go on.
They're a nice bunch of lambs. It's got to be worth a try.
Yeah, still in with a shot.
Well, thanks to you two. Or I'd still be waiting for a tow.
Go on, don't waste time thanking us.
Yeah, and take it steady, eh?
That was nice.
Oh, yes. Mine was delicious. Been a bit down in the dumps, have you?
Sorry?
Well, you said you wanted to cheer yourself up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been feeling a bit off lately.
Oh, dear.
Nothing serious, I don't think. Just age, I'm afraid.
Come on, Vicky. You're no age at all.
No, I've been feeling it, though. You know, the usual aches and pains.
What sort of aches and pains?
Well, no, it's more mood swings, if I'm honest. That and...
Yes?
Well, hot flushes, that sort of thing.
Ah.
Still. I mustn't go on. It comes to us all, doesn't it?
Well, I remember when I went through all that. But you know, I can honestly say I've had some of my most productive moments since all that.
Really?
Oh, yes. The creative energy I've had for my projects, my shows particularly. Oh. I mean, take this new student theatre group. I am so excited about their work.
So I see.
Their way of looking at the world is so stimulating, inspiring even. I'd never have felt that 20 years ago. I wouldn't have had the perception.
But it's not just that, is it? Me and Mike have only been married 5 minutes.
Ah, you're thinking about relations.
Well, yes.
Well, I can only talk about Robert and I, but I really think we're closer now than we've ever been. Well, maybe there isn't quite the fiery passion there used to be. Well, don't get me wrong, we still have our moments, Robert and I.
Really?
And quite magical at times.
Only I sometimes catch Mike looking at me as if he's a little boy in a sweet shop, and I don't think I could bear it if all that stopped.
Well, I suspect he'll be coming to the counter for some time yet.
Adam!
Hi, how are things?
Better.
Well, that's good.
No, don't let me interrupt.
No, I was about to knock off for lunch anyway.
Ooh, late lunch. Thanks to me, probably. I just wanted to say thanks again for the rescue.
David, I only wish there was more I could do to help you out.
Okay, well, I hope I didn't mess up your whole day's schedule.
Any normal day at this time of year and I might have said yes.
Yeah.
But as it happens, no.
Well, I'll do the same for you sometime.
So, did you get to market in time?
No. About 5 minutes too late.
Oh, that's a shame.
But, just as I was beating my head on the concrete in frustration, this guy came up to me, and guess what? He bought the lot.
What, you mean just like that?
Yeah, a butcher. He'd missed out on the bidding earlier. He's about to go home empty-handed. Then he saw me, and...
Brilliant. Did he give you a decent price?
Well, better than decent. He'd bought from Hassett Hills before, so he was very happy. Cash on the nail, and...
No commission.
Great. Well, I do like a happy ending.
It did cheer me up, I have to say. It's a small thing.
Well, don't knock it.
Yeah. And, well, this may seem a bit random, but...
When I was driving home, you know, my pocket stuffed with cash, I remember Dad saying to me once, when I was about Pip's age, he said, it's family farms that make a nation strong. Huh.
Sounds like Phil.
I know what he meant, though. Worth fighting for, isn't it?
Kenton gave me 2-1 on a win for St. Mag's.
Jamie, you're betting on the match?
Only a couple of quid.
You must be confident.
Yeah, we're going to beat them. Don't worry about that.
You hope?
I know.
Look, they've got a good record, these girls. I looked them up. You might just be in for a surprise.
Oh, come on, Nat. Whose side are you on?
Ours, of course. I'm just saying, let's not make out it's going to be easy.
I'm not. Me and Daniel were in the nets 3 times this week, remember?
Wouldn't look great, would it? Getting beaten by females.
It's not going to happen.
Gosh, you are competitive, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm just the best.
So, are you going to wipe the floor at the community games too?
Yeah, you bet. I'm a champion, Wellywanger.
I really wouldn't say that out loud. What's that one you do in sleeping bags?
The caterpillar race.
That's it. And you're good at that, I suppose.
Listen, me and Stevie Blunt were world champions for 10 laps round his sitting room.
What?
Just some party he had.
Oh, some weird party.
It was.
I still think we need to practice.
It's wellywanging.
If we're going to enter a team, we might as well take it seriously. Oh, no.
She's come to support us. What's the problem?
Nothing.
She probably wants to see us give the girls a masterclass.
Maybe.
Hey, Rosa.
Hi.
Who do you think's going to win today?
You lot, I hope.
Oh, no worries.
I mean, if you can't beat a team of girls.
Oh, look. Got their own fancy minibus.
Like lambs to the slaughter.
Yeah.
I only hope they've got the bottle to make a game of it.
She should be fine. I'd keep her in for a couple of days just to keep an eye on her.
Thanks, Alistair.
But it's a clean wound. It should heal up all right.
Barbed wire?
Yeah. Nasty gash, but that's what it looks like to me.
Right. You know, after what's gone on round here, you find yourself questioning these things.
Yeah, well, that I can understand. Must have been a nightmare. But don't worry. That one's a routine farm casualty.
Good. Sorry. You know what I mean.
Yeah, well, it amazes me how you've kept it all together. I'm full of admiration.
Well, we don't have much choice. Good Lord.
What?
Now, there's someone I didn't expect to see.
My goodness. Well, I'll get out of your way.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for looking in.
No problem. I'm just off to the ground.
Oh, what, nets, is it?
No, it's a match. The youngsters are taking on a team from St. Margaret's.
What, the girls' school?
That's the one.
Oh, yeah, no, Josh told me. Good for them. Should be interesting.
Hope so. They're a good team, those girls. All right, I'll be off then.
All right, thanks. Elizabeth. Hi.
Hello, David. How are you?
Great shot, Jamie.
No, it wasn't. It was reckless.
He's got 2 runs out of it.
Yeah, this time.
He just goes out there and enjoys himself. That's the way to play cricket.
And you'd know, of course.
I know. There's too many old plodders in the Ambridge team. They ought to get fined for boring the audience.
Crowd. It's called the crowd. And batting's an art form. You've got to understand the game to appreciate it.
Is that a fact?
It's a bit like dance.
Yeah? Well, I happen to like the way Jamie moves.
Oh, there, I told you. I knew that was going to happen.
Play, Jamie.
He only got 7.
What a 7, though.
Hi, you two. How's it going?
Oh, hi, Alistair.
Sorry I'm late. Had a last-minute call-out.
Oh, no problem. Jamie's just got out.
So I see.
It's not looking good. We're 33-4. Oh, come on, Lucy!
Well played, Jamie.
Did you see that ball? She had her elbow bent.
Come on, Jamie.
No, honestly, she never bowled it. She chucked it.
You played a stupid shot and misjudged it.
Okay, if you want to think that. I know what I saw.
Now, just take it carefully, Lucy. Oh.
Ouch.
out, first ball.
Right. You're in, Natalie.
Good luck.
Thanks.
And watch out for the blonde one. She's got a very suspect delivery.
Jamie.
I don't know what's the matter with everyone. It's only a bunch of schoolgirls.
Who don't even know the laws of cricket.
Jamie, let's be a bit more sporting about it, shall we?
Someone needs to tell them.
Right, Natalie. We're relying on you.
What a mess.
Yeah, when that straw really got going, you couldn't get anywhere near it.
But to bend the poles like that, they're solid steel.
Yeah, I know.
It must have been terrifying.
Well, only when we thought the kids might be in there.
Yeah.
But after that, well, yeah, what's a few bales of straw?
But what are the police doing? Are you safe?
Well, they're doing what they can, but... You know, other than putting a permanent guard on the place.
But you've got an alarm system.
Oh, yeah, we've got all that. We've got security cameras and panic buttons and things. You know, as we found out, if someone's determined to go after you, there's not really a lot you can do.
Well, maybe they'll arrest somebody soon.
Well, they had Keith Horobin in for questioning.
Not another climb, surely.
No, I don't think so. They released him again pretty quickly.
Have they said anything to you?
Well, not really. Only that they're following up a number of lines of inquiry.
Which means they could be about to charge someone.
Or not.
Oh, I suppose.
You know, it's the idea that there's someone out there deliberately trying to hurt my children.
You really think that?
Well, right, maybe not deliberately, but if that's the effect, what's the difference? It's exactly the same outcome.
Yes, yeah, I suppose it is.
Elizabeth.
Look, if it'll help at all, we'd be more than happy to have Ben and Josh stay at Lower Loxley. I mean, you do know that.
Well, thank you.
Freddie and Lily would like it.
That's very kind.
You only have to say.
For the moment, I think we'd like to stay together as a family.
Yes. Well, they're important, aren't they?
But if things change, well... I really appreciate your offer. Thank you.
'57 all out. How did that happen?
The spinners are unplayable. Daniel didn't have any trouble.
Yeah. Well, he must be clairvoyant. I mean, they had me fooled every time.
You didn't give yourself time. That was your main problem. You were all in too much of a hurry to get runs on the board.
But you're always telling us to play each ball on its merit.
Yeah, but you need to have a look at the bowling at the start, get a feel for the game and the conditions.
Seema was quite tricksy too.
I never had to face her.
You weren't in long enough, that's why.
Well, never mind. You've got 57 on the board and they've still got to make them.
Yeah. Let's get out there and give them some stick.
Just don't push it, Jamie. It's all about control.
Yeah, okay. But we've got to find out what they're made of.
You'd better up your game a bit.
You just wait.
How's Freddie getting on with the riding?
He's doing well. Shula's pleased.
That's great.
I sometimes wish he'd show the same enthusiasm for school. He can always come up with a reason for not doing his homework.
That sounds familiar.
And now he's pressing me to organise a team for these community games.
Oh, yeah. Pip's talking about putting together some young farmers.
Well, to be honest, I'm so snowed under, I've handed the whole thing over to Roy.
Well, don't blame you.
Right, well, I'd better get back.
Yeah. Look, I really appreciate you coming over.
That's okay.
And what you said about having the boys.
I meant it. You only have to say.
I know.
David, what you're doing can't be easy. There must be a part of you that wants to walk away from it all, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, there is.
Don't give up. One thing I've found, when terrible things happen, it's best to carry on.
It gets better over time?
So I'm told.
What are they on now?
55.
I hate to say this, but they're going to do it.
Not necessarily.
Come on, Jamie. Yes.
Well, not that way, Jamie. That's not on.
What's wrong with it? It's a bouncer, that's all.
It's not considered very sporting, not in a game like this.
This is their last wicket. What do you expect him to do?
Not that.
Let's have another one, Jamie. Hey!
Well, I think that serves him right.
Well done, St. Margaret.
Well deserved, I'd say.
He's not going to be very happy.
I should have bowled a few more short ones.
Jamie. Well played, St. Mags.
She didn't like it, did she?
Neither would I. It's not the right spirit, Jamie.
What about when she chucked the ball at me?
She didn't.
You weren't out there facing it.
Oh, Jamie. How much did you lose then?
Well played, guys.
What do you mean? We lost.
Well, you did your best.
We were rubbish.
You were, Jamie.
Everyone was up there.
I could have done a lot better if I'd been allowed to play my normal game.
What, you mean more short stuff?
Well, why not? I do it every other game and no one complains about it there.
Well, that's different. It wasn't appropriate today.
Yeah, that's why they got beaten.
Exactly. Cheers, Rosa.
So you need to resort to intimidation just because you're getting beaten?
Intimidation?
Well, that's what it is, really, isn't it?
No, it isn't. It's trying to win. What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. It's better than being a loser.
Too right.
Right. Well, anyway, get yourselves into the pavilion. I see Shula's serving the burgers.
Yeah. Come on, Jamie.
Okay. We'll talk about this later.
Absolutely.
Alistair, can I have a quick word?
Yeah, sure. Did you enjoy the game?
Yeah, a lot. And they were the better side, definitely.
I thought so too. Not by much, though.
I was thinking, it would be great to have some more games like this.
Well, I'm not sure there are other female teams. Do you want me to make inquiries?
We played okay today, didn't we, us girls?
Yeah, you were very good.
So, why can't we be considered for the regular team?
Well, no one's ever asked me that before.
Well, no, I mean, everyone just assumes it. The cricket team has to be male.
Are you saying you want me to take this up?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Right. Well, I'll certainly raise it at the AGM.
I'd appreciate that.
Listen, this isn't just to wind up Jamie.
Of course not.
Okay, you're on.
Maybe it's time Ambridge cricket got itself into the 21st century.
Rory, can you get down from there, please? It's time to go.
Okay.
Oh, quickly now, the van's loaded.
Oh, Jenny, I'm glad I've caught you.
Why, what on earth's the matter?
We've got problems, I'm afraid.
Oh, right.
I've just had Steve Turner on the phone. Beechtree Farm.
Oh, he's one of your suppliers, isn't he, for the new dairy?
Well, that's just it. Not anymore. He wants out.
Well, can he do that?
Of course he can. There's no contract yet. Besides, we don't want anyone growing for us who isn't 100% behind the project.
Well, no, of course not.
And to be fair, the poor chap's wife's ill, apparently. They're thinking of selling up.
Oh, dear.
Which means the last thing they need right now is a long-term supply contract.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that leaves us with a mighty big gap in our supply chain. 410 hectares, to be precise.
Right, well, you'll have to find another farm, I suppose.
Well, that's hardly an easy task.
Well, what about asking...
I thought about making Steve an offer, obviously.
What? For his farm?
Well, don't worry, no, I didn't think about it for long. There's no way we could raise that sort of money.
Well, no.
Besides, I don't suppose they've worked out what they want to do yet. Can't imagine they'll come to any quick decisions.
So?
Well, there's one obvious solution, of course.
Oh, no, Brian.
We're going to have to go back to the original plan.
No, Brian, you can't. You know what that'll mean for Adam.
Yes, I do, Jenny, yeah. But we've done our level best to accommodate him up till now.
But
and
you...
if there was some other way, believe me, I'd go for it.
Fine, well, I can't discuss it now. We need to get off to the farmer's market.
Yeah, all right.
But just promise me one thing, that you won't say a word to Adam until we've had a chance to talk about it some more. He'll be devastated. And I've got enough on my plate with Kate as it is.
I not over the moon about this, Eddie, I used to say.
Oh, it's going to be fine.
Farmers' markets are meant to be for food.
Local produce. That's what they're about.
Exactly, produce.
What are all them ornaments in the back if they're not produce?
Produce has to be something you can eat.
Not necessarily.
Of course it does.
Well, it's local, any road. handcrafted in a village 10 miles away.
They'll chuck us out in 5 minutes.
It's worth a try.
Well, I don't know why we're doing this. There's plenty more boot sales we could try.
Oh, car boots! Scratching about for pennies. These are hard times, Dad. People don't have the money anymore.
So what are we doing wasting their time in Greenbury, then?
Farmers' markets are different. They're stuffed with people who are loaded.
You reckon they're going to buy one of them monsters of yours, eh? Dreamer.
Look, why not?
Well, I'll say this for you, Eddie. When it comes to wishful thinking, there's nobody to touch.
We've got to try out new markets if we're going to get anywhere.
We'll see.
That's how Alan Sugar started, remember?
So, what did Phoebe have to say last night?
She's having a great time, she said.
Oh, I bet she is.
Do you think she's going to stay in South Africa forever?
Oh, Rory, I'm sure she isn't. Oh, yes, sir. Can I help you? All jointed and packed locally.
Jennifer, it's Joe Grundy.
Oh, yes, so it is. Now, what are they doing here, I wonder?
That's it. Yeah. No, you're all right.
Morning.
Oh, how do you, Mrs.?
Morning, Jennifer.
You don't often see you two at the farmer's market.
Yeah, to be fair, we're not actually at the farmer's market. We've just parked.
You're showing your ornaments.
We've parked with the doors open.
Yeah, well, what do you think of Eddie's monsters, eh?
Well, yes, they're different, I'll give you that.
Extinct art, that is.
Ethnic.
Oh, just right for your garden, missus. Be a real talking point next time you has company.
I dare say.
If you've got a little grotto somewhere, one of these would be perfect. Stick a solar lamp next to it. Awesome.
Oh, I'm sorry, Eddie, but this side of the street is strictly for the market.
Yeah, well, I can't park the other side. They've put cones all along.
Oh, well, I'll warn you, you'll get moved.
Well, let's see how we get on, shall we?
Yeah, it's up to you.
Jennifer, there's someone wants serving.
Oh, right.
Professor Lloyd.
Oh. I'll see you in a minute.
Right you are, Missus.
Now then, young Rory, what do you think of our beast of Ambridge, then? Scary, eh?
Not really. I like the big dog, though.
Do you now?
He's just like Fly.
Well, there you go. You'll have to introduce them.
Fly's dead.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's a shame.
Well, you could have this one instead.
Yeah, that's it. A replacement.
A moment. Oh.
Can you take him out of the van?
Of course we can. Come on, Dad.
Well, he's blooming heavy.
But if that's what the customer wants, catch hold of your side. You got it? Yeah. Mind out the way, lad.
Sorry.
There you go. What do you think of him?
Well, he's bigger than Fly.
Yeah, but he won't eat as much, though.
I only want a small piece, just for one.
Well, have a look through. You might find something.
They all seem to be family size.
Oh, well, hang on. I've got a few more in the cool box.
I suppose you haven't seen Linda lately.
Well, saw her yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Did she seem all right to you?
In what way?
Well, you know, normal.
Normal?
For Linda.
Yes, I think so. There we are. A couple of smaller ones.
Ah, that's more like it.
Why? You worried about her?
She was down at the village pond this morning, looking as if she was about to walk on it.
Ah.
Most peculiar.
Oh, I think that might have been to do with her drama project.
Oh, dear, yes. I'd heard
about that.
Yeah,
well, she's lurking about all over the place at the moment. I found her in the churchyard yesterday when I was doing the flowers.
So what was she doing? Connecting with the spirits?
Opening herself up to energy pathways.
Sticking her fingers in a plug socket might be easier.
Oh, Jim. Well, she wants to get an idea what these students are up to.
Do you think they know themselves?
Yeah, well, good question. I can't really imagine what the village is going to make of it.
It's not going to be for us, I gather.
Oh, we'll all be welcome. But they're selling tickets in Felpersham and bussing the audience in, I think.
It sounds like the end of civilization as we know it. Right, well, I'll take this one, please.
Oh, Rory, you're back. Do you want to take Jim's money?
Okay.
Well, how much is that one?
$4.55, it says on here. There we are.
Thank you.
Thank you, young man. Now, let's go and get my sourdough. Bye.
Bye, Jim.
Jennifer, can I have an advance on next month's pocket money, please?
What on earth for?
Eddie's got a big dog.
Oh, Rory.
It's amazing. He looks exactly like Fly. He's even got ears that go in two different directions.
You don't really want it.
I do, Jennifer. And they've got it on special offer today.
Look, your pocket money's meant to last the whole month. And if you want something like that, you'll just have to save up.
Oh, Jennifer.
Oh, yes, madam. They're all reared on our own farm.
You're getting very popular, these are, mate. Very imposing they are. Do you want to take one away? Excuse me. How about some manners? You see that?
Big ignorant.
Just goes to show. They make out they've got taste, these people. It's a load of cobble.
We ain't doing no good here. We might as well pack it in here.
Oh, let's hang on a bit longer, eh?
Oh, get chucked out.
Hiya, Rory.
I've come for the dog.
Oh, that's great. We can drop him off home if you like.
Got the money, have you?
Not yet.
Oh, well, I'm sorry in that case.
Get it soon, honestly. If you could just keep him back for a little while. Can you do that, please?
We've got a serious problem on our hands here, Bert.
Ooh, what's that then?
Linda Snell wants to turn our little community into a freak show.
Oh, is that what she's up to?
She probably calls it performance art, but it amounts to the same thing.
You talking about this theatre show?
I am. Apparently, she's planning to bus in hordes of city folk to observe us in our natural environment.
Well, the way I heard it, she was getting actors in.
Well, that's not the point. They'll be using our village as a stage set.
Are there any locals in it?
Might help give it some authenticity.
Yeah, that it would, if she's paying.
Exactly. If our village is to become a theme park, we might as well get something out of it. Joe, you're just in time to join our guerrilla movement.
Best ever point first. Get him in, Eddie.
What with?
Hang on. There you are. Take them out of that.
Oh, Prof, you're a gent.
Yeah, cheers.
Two more halves of Shires for Bert and myself.
Right you are.
Sit yourself down then, Joe.
Living hard work, this retail.
Where have you been? Cabot?
Greenbury Farmer's Market.
Farmer's Market? You're going up in the world.
Not a good idiot. Tight as a titchness.
Anyway, gentlemen, we've got more important business to discuss. To wit, Linda Snell's plan to turn Ambridge into the Truman Show.
Then what?
I heard about that.
You know Linda's problem? She still thinks of Surrey as the home country and this as an outpost of empire.
Whatever you decide, Prof, we're right behind you.
Thank you, Joe.
Unless she's paying, obviously.
Hello, you two. How'd it go?
Oh, not too bad.
Dad, can I have my next month's pocket money early?
Oh, Rory.
Can I, Dad? Please?
What's this all about?
Oh, he wants to buy one of Eddie's garden ornaments.
You're kidding.
And I said he ought to save up for it.
Yeah, quite right.
That'll be too late. He'll be gone.
No, there'll be plenty more. Eddie's making them all the time.
Not like Fly.
They're all the same.
They're not. I want this one.
Well, how about earning the money, Rory? Do a few extra jobs. You'll soon get it together.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you can start by unloading these boxes of meat.
Okay. I can ask Alice for jobs too. And Auntie Lillian.
Yes, why not? Oh, he's been going on about this blessed dog all morning. It's getting a bit wearing.
What's it like, this ornament?
It's hideous.
Hopefully he'll have forgotten it by the time he gets the money together.
Yes, I'm counting on it.
Right now, I've got more serious things to worry about. I had a word with Adam.
Oh, Brian, you promised you wouldn't.
Where's the next one?
There you go. Right, you got it?
Yeah.
Go carefully then.
Brian, how could you?
No, it's all right. No, I didn't say what it was about. I just said we needed an urgent meeting.
You know what this is going to do to him. Giving the land over to the dairy.
We just don't have a choice. Not if we're going to save the project.
You're basically going back on every single thing you've agreed in the last year.
Come on, he's family. He'll understand.
Oh, I seriously doubt it.
Oh, come on, Jenny. You know families. When the chips are down, they stick together.
Your dad thinks we should open a transfer window.
What does he think this is, the Premier League?
That's the problem. Nothing Premiership about our team. All right, we've got Sabrina. She's reasonably athletic, I suppose.
Yeah, she's got all the kit anyway.
But you look at the other people we've got to draw on. Jim, Jill, Oliver Sterling, Christine. You can see what I'm getting at.
Mum, these games are supposed to be fun. You're not meant to take them seriously.
Like your dad says, if I could go in the transfer market and sign up our Christie for all your raids.
So what's stopping you? Just do it.
I can't.
Why not? But there's nothing in the rules.
Knowing Kenton, there probably aren't any rules.
There you go, then.
Oh, hello, Tracy.
Hi.
Oh, dear. You don't sound very happy this morning.
They've arrested Keith.
No.
The police turned up about 7 o'clock this morning. Took him away for more questions.
Well, I thought they'd finished with all that.
Obviously not.
What on earth are they playing at?
Don't ask me.
But they can't have any evidence.
Well, of course they haven't. He wasn't there.
This is terrible, isn't it, Emma?
Yeah.
But sometimes the police can be totally out of order.
Well, you know, it is a serious crime. People could have died. George.
Yeah, I know that.
They need to investigate properly.
Yeah, but they shouldn't pick on someone just because of their name.
Mum, you don't know if it was because of that.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
No, you don't. Go on.
I'm just saying they ought to investigate.
Really?
Well, where did he go when he left the bar that night?
Oh, come on, you're not telling me.
I want to know, that's all. And how did he injure his leg like that?
The hamster.
Oh, come on, even you aren't stupid enough to believe that.
It was you, wasn't it?
No.
Emma? Was it?
Emma?
Oh, Emma.
Now, the first thing we've got to do is to make sure you know the difference between a weed and a plant.
I do.
Oh. So, well, what's that one then?
Dandelion.
Very good. Now, let's see. Oh, how about this one here?
That's a plant.
Excellent.
Hello, you two.
Oh, hello, Mum.
Hi, Grandma.
Oh, doing some gardening, are we?
Rory's about to do some weeding for me, aren't you, Rory?
Can I start now?
Yes, yes, why not?
OK. How much is it for each one, Auntie Lillian?
Haven't we agreed that yet?
No.
Well, perhaps we'd better decide later.
10 pence?
Let's just see how you get on, shall we?
OK.
And if you're in any doubt about anything, come and ask before you dig it up. We'll just be sitting on the terrace.
It's a lovely day to be outside.
Oh, isn't it glorious?
So he's got on to you for a job as well, then?
He asked you too, did he?
Phoned me last night.
Yes, and me. You have the green chair, Mum.
Oh, thank you, dear.
I'll make us some coffee in a minute.
He's obviously desperate to get some money together.
Did he tell you why?
No, not really. But whatever it is, Jennifer heartily disapproves.
Really?
Not long after he phoned, I had a call from Jennifer asking me not to be over-generous with him.
How interesting.
She hasn't phoned you, then?
No. No. She probably thinks I'm so mean she doesn't need to bother.
Oh, Lillian.
I'm intrigued, though. I shall make it my business to find out.
Never mind what you thought you saw. You got it wrong.
I don't think so.
You must have done, because Keith was never there.
So why was he so upset at the wedding when he found out me and the kids were back home?
Because he was sorry for you. Anyone would have been. It's because he cares about them kids.
No, it's because he was feeling guilty.
Comes to something when a bit of compassion's a sign of guilt, doesn't it? Why are you doing this? Why do you want to see him put away?
Well, I'm sure she doesn't, do you, Emma?
I do if he's guilty.
But if it's a mistake?
I don't think it is.
You won't admit it, will you? You'd rather see your Uncle Keith go to prison.
Well, if he didn't do it, he's got nothing to worry about.
Oh, right. So you finally admit you might just have got it wrong.
No, I didn't say that.
You know what'll happen? Now they think they've got a witness, they'll hammer away at him until he breaks.
Don't be silly. It's not Guantanamo Bay.
Don't you joke. They'll keep on and on at him, and when they've broken him, they'll put him away for years. And it'll all be your fault. Tell her!
Tracy.
I'm going.
Oh,
That's it. Run away. Now you've wrecked his life. I hope you're happy.
Oh, Tracy, please.
I'll never forgive you, Emma Grundy. Do you hear that?
I wish you hadn't said that.
Oh, don't start on me. You know she's in the wrong.
She was worried for her kids.
Listen, she's got off lightly.
Finished?
Yeah, I've dug them all up in that bit.
Only the weeds, I hope.
Think so. I make it 123.
Oh, my goodness, that's worse than I thought. You want some squash?
Yes, please. Then can we go and do the count?
Oh, there's no need for that. I'm sure you're right.
Okay.
I'll have to make you my regular gardener. Look, help yourself to a piece of cake.
Thanks.
It's delicious.
I left any I wasn't certain about.
Good boy. It's money off if I find my favourite rose bush has disappeared.
Oh, I think Rory would know better than that, wouldn't you, Rory?
Yeah. If it's 10 pence a weed, I'll make it £12.30.
Hang on. Have we agreed 10 pence?
No, but if we did...
Well, your maths is good anyway.
How about if I came and weeded your garden this afternoon, Grandma?
My goodness, you are in a hurry to get rich.
I need to.
So, why the rush, Rory? What is it that you're saving up for?
A dog.
Oh, you want to replace Fly, is that it?
Not a real dog. Eddie Grundy made it.
Ah.
It's not the same colour as Fly, but the ears are the same.
Well, that sounds lovely.
Jennifer doesn't think so.
Doesn't she?
She told Dad he was hideous.
Oh, did she?
They said I couldn't have my pocket money early. I'd have to earn it.
Well, we'll have to see if we can help, won't we, Grandma?
Yes.
I can't think why Jenny didn't like him.
He's brilliant.
If Eddie made him, I'm sure he's a real work of art.
I haven't got long.
But you had to come round. If you're going to have a go at me like Tracy
Look,
did, then...
I just want to know why you did it.
Why do you think?
I have no idea.
For my children.
But you don't know it was Keith.
I do.
Really?
Well, I don't know, but... Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Emma.
You didn't see the way he was acting at the wedding. Like he was to blame for putting my kids at risk.
Oh, that was just shock. Everyone reacts like
no,
that.
No, it was more than that. He was looking really guilty. Oh. And on top of that, he had the limp. It's all too much of a coincidence.
None of this proves anything.
But if you put it together with the guy looking like Keith, it all adds up.
No, look, I can see how it might look like that. Especially if you're in a state of shock.
Shock's got nothing to do with it.
But to phone the police...
So what would you have done then?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'd have said something to Keith.
What good would that have done? He'd have denied it, and then what?
Look, love, it's not easy. I can see that. But if you weren't 100% certain...
Mum, George could have died.
I know, love, I know.
Whoever did it didn't care who they hurt. And I know what I saw.
Yes.
All I did was get the police to ask questions.
Yes, but you must see why Tracy's so upset.
I don't care. George and Kira, that's who matters to me.
I know, love.
And I thought you felt the same.
Oh, I've got to. Of course I do.
Thought you'd back me up, man.
And I do, love.
Doesn't sound like
it. Oh, Emma.
Thought I might find you here.
Oh, but please, Tracy.
I've just had some news. I thought you'd want to know.
Have you had enough lunch?
Yes, thank you, Auntie Lillian.
How about you, Mum?
Oh, I've done very well, thank you, dear. And it was all delicious.
Good.
Can I go and dig up your weeds now, Grandma?
To be honest, I don't think I've got that many, Rory.
What about other jobs? I'll do anything.
I'm sorry, Rory. I really can't think of anything at the moment.
I'm never going to get my dog.
Oh, come on. Now, look, we haven't settled up yet. How many weeds did you say it was?
123.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. So, if we say 123 at 20 pence each...
20?
My goodness.
Now, how much is that, Rory?
£24.60 I make it.
Oh, well done.
That's brilliant. Thank you, Auntie Lillian.
Hang on. I haven't finished yet. I think we'd better add a £5 bonus on top.
Wow.
Lillian.
Well, you found that nice long-lost trowel. That's worth £5, I'd have thought. Now, what are we up to?
£29.60.
Lillian, you can't.
Now, is that going to be enough?
Nearly.
What was Eddie quoting?
He said £45, but I got him down to £35.
Oh, did you indeed?
Dad says you should bargain over everything.
I bet he does.
Sounds like Brian.
Right, well, you might have noticed when you came in that the front gate's a bit squeaky. If you go and put some oil on it, we'll round it up to 35, shall we?
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Auntie Lillian.
I expect you'd like cash, wouldn't you?
I think Eddie would.
Well, I'll get it for you in a minute. In the meantime, why didn't you phone Eddie and get your order in? You can use my phone if you like.
Thanks, Auntie Lillian.
But first, I'd insist he install it in your garden, on a little plinth. Okay?
Okay.
Lillian, you are naughty. That's a fortune. I know, but what prize happiness, eh?
Poor Jennifer's going to be in for a surprise.
You know, I'd give anything to be there when she sees it.
So that proves it, then?
It proves nothing. But they wouldn't have released him again if they thought he was guilty, would they?
Exactly.
He's on police bail, you said. They must still have suspicions.
Of course they've got suspicions. He's Arabin, isn't he?
No, it just means that they need more evidence to charge him.
Evidence they're not going to find because he didn't do it. It really doesn't bother you, does it? An innocent man could go down for a long time.
Keith's not innocent. He's been in loads of trouble.
Nothing like this.
No, he's not like Clive, that's for sure. With Clive, it's him against the world. He's angry.
That's not Keith.
No, Keith's just weak. But if you ask me, they're as bad as each other.
Nobody is asking you.
They're both quite happy to put people's lives at risk to get what they want.
Listen to Miss Perfect, I don't think. Quite happy to stitch up her own family after she's wrecked her own...
Oh, Tracy, that's enough. Look, I think you should apologise to Emma.
In her dreams.
Fine. I want you to go now, Tracy.
Oh, that's the way it is it?
Oh, Emma, love.
No, I'm not going to be spoken to like that in my own home.
Oh, but Emma, look.
No, Mum. Tracy's made her feelings quite clear.
Sorry to hold you up.
What is it, Brian?
We need to have that talk.
Is this what you stopped me for?
Well, I don't know what time you're planning to finish, but I'd appreciate if you'd call the house before you go.
Not possible, I'm afraid. I need to pop over to Brookfield later on.
This is important, Adam.
Yeah, not as important as seeing David and Ruth. You know what they've been through.
Well, of course I do, and I understand that. But you and I have to talk.
Look, if it's about the field diaries, I just need a couple more days.
Never mind all that. Something more important's cropped up.
What?
Let's talk later, shall we?
Brian. Okay.
Thank you.
Hello, you two.
Hi, Mum.
Where are you off to?
I'm just taking Rory over to Billy's. He's having a sleepover.
Okay, darling.
See you later, then. Bye.
Bye, Jenny.
Bye, Mum.
Right. Better let you get on, then.
So... are you going to give me a clue what it's about?
The future.
I reckon about here. What do you think, Dad?
Depends what the boy said.
He said near the swimming pool. This ain't too far away.
No.
At the same time, you can see it from the house. I reckon that's important.
Oh, well, it'd be nice to give them the benefit when they're sitting in their lounge. Mm.
So, this is the spot, then?
Oh, yeah, this'll do.
Right. Better level off the ground a bit first. There's another shovel if you're interested.
Oh, I'm 90 year old if you don't mind. I see my strength for lifting the thing out the van.
Yeah, all right.
You're lucky I'm helping you at all. What would be farmer's lung?
What I wouldn't give for a dip in that pool.
Well, I ain't sure that would be a good idea, Eddie.
There's nobody about. Maybe I'll strip off and go in for 5 minutes.
Madam Aldridge comes back with some of her larded our friends. Oh, that I'd like to see.
Yeah, get a lot of that sort in this garden, I shouldn't wonder.
Oh, yeah, they got friends in high places, the Aldridges.
Yeah. Hey, you got me thinking, Dad.
Eh?
Maybe I should put a little sign on the plinth.
Saying what?
Sculpture by E. Grundy. What do you reckon?
Hi, David.
Adam. How's it going?
Oh.
Well, do you fancy a beer?
Oh, I'd love to, David. But I can't stop. I've still got a meeting with Brian.
What, tonight?
Yep, he's insisting. Sorry. Oh. Has he been charged yet?
Keith Horribin? Oh. Well, that I don't know, but I gather they did pull him in again.
Incredible, aren't they? That family.
Sure.
I just wanted to pop round and say how pleased I am the way it's worked out.
Thanks. Well, I must say, we're all very relieved.
I bet. I suppose that means he's behind what happened to me.
Well, I wouldn't want to jump to conclusions.
I won't forget what you did, you know.
Hey, come on.
No, I mean it. What you've had to go through, all of you. And you've been rock solid.
Don't know about that.
You have. And I want you to know how much I appreciate it. Andy.
Oh, you know, any time.
Right.
Hey, we're all alive, aren't we? And we had a lot of support ourselves, especially from the family.
I'm sure.
We even had a quick visit from Shula this morning. Mm-hmm. She's had Bunty to worry about. She's a fall, apparently.
Is she okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, good. Anyway, I'd better get back.
Well, thanks for looking in.
Well, I know it's not over yet. You've still got the court case and everything, but hopefully this other stuff's going to stop.
Yeah. With a bit of luck.
So thanks again, David. I'm very, very grateful.
Hello, Hayley. Have you been waiting long?
Oh, hi, Jennifer. I was just about to go, actually.
I had to take Rory over to his friends. They're having a sleepover. Anyway, come in.
Oh, thanks. I'm sorry to pop round like this.
Oh, don't be silly. Time for a cup of coffee?
No, bet not stop. I'm supposed to be phoning Phoebe later.
Oh, well, give her my love.
I will.
Well, sit yourself down. Are you sure you won't have a drink?
No, thanks, Jennifer. I just wanted to know if you've had any return dates. Only Roy and I are having to change all our plans, so if you've heard anything... Jennifer?
What on earth is that in the garden? Oh, no. Oh, look, can you excuse me a minute, Hayley?
Actually, I think it's rather good. It's got a lot of character.
Oh, do you think so? Oh, to me, it's got rather a nasty sort of leer.
Well, I can see why Rory liked it so much.
If only Eddie hadn't put it in such a prominent position. I mean, down the end behind the greenhouses would have been fine.
You can always move it.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to have to. Thought of staring out at this every day.
So is this the famous concrete dog?
Isn't it frightful?
Hello, Hayley, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks, Brian.
Good.
Well, I blame Lillian for this. The ridiculous amount of money she must have paid him for those gardening jobs. In fact, I'm beginning to wonder if the whole thing hasn't been a put-up job, right down to this sleepover to get me out of the house.
Oh, there's nothing like a good conspiracy.
Yes, I wouldn't be at all surprised. He's getting pretty devious, that son of yours.
Oh, come on, Jenny. If it amuses him, where's the problem?
He'll probably get tired of it after a bit.
Very likely, and we can ship it off quietly behind the garage.
Yeah, and in the meantime, all our friends will have to sit on our terrace looking at this ugly thing.
We'll spin them a line about getting into naive art, the investment potential and so on. They'll all want to go out and get one.
It's another week over.
Yeah, good riddance to it.
Hadn't been wonderful, has it?
One large concrete dog sold at a discount.
So it made the lad happy.
Oh, plus two monsters sold on a bug-off deal. We'll be bust if we go on at this rate.
Well, I told you that farmer's market would be a waste of time.
At least we gave it a try.
That lot wouldn't know a bargain if it jumped into their recycled shopping bags.
Still... Now we've got one of my ornaments in the Aldridges. Maybe it'll open doors for us.
Oh, photos and portraits of life before we know it, eh?
Well, why stop there? Maybe we'll get in some of the big country mags.
Oh, national coverage, yeah, that's what we need, eh? Oh, some of the turnip.
A bit better, eh?
Hey!
What?
Eddie! Hey, look out!
Dominic, where the hell did he come from?
I need to talk to her, okay, Kate? There's a lot of things to be sorted out. Well, she shouldn't be. This is the time she asked me to call. So what time will she be home? It's getting late. Is everything all right? Well, could you please ask her to ring? Bye. Thanks a lot.
for nothing?
A bad week just got a lot worse.
Yeah, weren't my fault. Thing just jumped out of the edge.
Oh, that'll look good on the claim form, wouldn't it? Don't suppose it gets a lot of wild boar suicides. Mind you, look at the size of it.
Yeah, look at the state of my van. It's going to cost a packet to put that right.
Money we ain't got.
Yeah. Well, at least it's drivable, even if it has only got one headlight.
Yeah, well, the van ain't the worst of it either. You know what you just done, don't you, eh?
What?
You've killed the beast. It's going to be the end of your monster.
How'd you work that out?
Well, there's your beast of Ambridge. I was right all along. Only now it's dead in the road. There ain't no mystery beast no more.
Never rains but it pours, does it?
Nope.
Unless...
What?
Who's to say this is the beast of Ambridge?
What do you mean?
This is a wild boar, right?
Uh-huh.
It came screaming out of the wood like a bat out of hell. Like someone had scared it off to death.
Hey, Eddie.
And what do you reckon it was terrified the poor creature like that?
Yeah, you know what? You might just be onto something here.
Play our cards right. We can have our cake and eat it too.
Oh, that's the sort of game I like.
First thing we've got to do is to get it in the back of the van.
Oh, well, we'll turn this in.
Oh, it's either that or go back and get the tractor and trailer.
Come on then. Let's give it a go.
You know, Dad, this week might turn out to be a good one after all.
Like I said, if it's about the notes, just give me another couple of days, can you?
Oh, forget about that. Never mind the estate contract. We've got something far more serious to worry about.
Yeah.
One of our feed suppliers has pulled out. Steve Turner. Beechtree Farm, do you remember?
Vaguely.
We were going to commit over 400 hectares. We've now got to replace that in double quick time.
Mm. Well, I don't want to sound unsympathetic, but how does this affect me?
Well, there's no way we're going to find a replacement, not in the time frame.
It'll be difficult, I can see that.
Which leaves us with only one option. We're going to have to go back to the original plan.
What are you saying?
Home Farm's going to have to be the supplier to the dairy.
Brian, no way.
Now, I'm sorry, Adam, but we've got no choice. We're going to need the arable acreage for dairy feed. Well, you can keep the venison, the sheep, and soft fruit, of course.
You're not serious.
But the arable, that's going to have to go into feed starting this autumn.
Absolutely not.
So if there was any other way, believe me, I'd go for it. But there isn't.
Look, we've been into all this once. I'm not going there again.
Well, there'd be no point anyway, because it's not up for discussion any longer.
Oh, you're right there, because it's not going to happen.
Well, I'm afraid it's got to. And Debbie agrees with me.
Oh, yes, Debbie. I wondered how long it would be before her name came
up. Look, we looked into all the options, and basically there aren't any. It's either this, or risk losing the entire project.
So, there's your solution.
Adam.
Do you know, you'll never believe it. £35 he was Why, I'm sorry. Is it a bad moment?
You could say that.
Oh, come on.
All my hopes for this place, all my ideas. You just want to sweep them away.
Look, all I want is the best for this business, Adam. It's a family business. I need you to be part of the team.
Sounds like you and Debbie are doing perfectly well on your own.
Well, what about if you just put half the arable into dairy feeds?
That wouldn't solve anything. There'd be nowhere near enough.
Oh, come on, it's a land grab. You and Debbie are taking over the farm, and never mind what it does to me.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be that way, because obviously we'd both like to have you on board.
Forget it.
In which case, you leave us with no choice but to make the changes without you.
Why don't you have a think about it, darling, and see what Ian has to say?
I know what he'd say, the same as me.
Well, that's the way it is, Adam. I'm very sorry. We're going to have to do this with or without your support.